917 WEEM. Welcome back to another segment and another first episode of Ween Weekly. I'm Sophia Bevan, and I'm joined by
Max Heineman.
Callie Ox here.
And these are two of our rookies that we have this year in radio, and we're going to be just interviewing and asking some questions, how the first few weeks has been, stuff like that. And yeah, so to start off, can you guys like introduce yourself, tell the listeners what year you're in and like what department you guys are in right now?
I'm Callie Oxier. I'm a sophomore. I'm interested in probably social media and podcasts right now.
Cool. I'm Max Heineman. I'm a junior, and I'm really interested in sports broadcasting.
Awesome sauce. And what, I know you guys just said this, but like, what like role in the station like were like you most excited about initially coming in, and then has that changed?
I mean, I think coming in, it was probably going on air, but now it's just being able to, I guess, create stuff and just, like, talking to people and interviewing is fun, too.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be in the sports department, and so my narrative hasn't changed yet, or however, my vision hasn't changed yet, or what I want to do.
What made you guys want to, like, join radio, like, initially?
My brother.
Michael.
Michael, really?
Michael Hooker, yeah.
Are you being serious?
How'd he convince you? Or
he didn't.
You just saw that he did it, and you're like, oh, I want to do it.
I was like, eh, why not? But I didn't think, at the time, whenever he first told me I should do it, I didn't know I had to do a radio class, or, like, an intro class.
Oh.
And so, whenever I did that, he was a senior, and so, yeah, it's all right.
Sad.
It is sad.
I know a lot of us, like, kind of, like, grow up listening to Ween when we're, like, in kindergarten, first grade. That's usually what they put on the radio, but do you guys, like, remember, like, the first time you, like, actually listened to the station, like, what stood out to you guys?
I feel like I started listening to it in fifth grade, because it was, like, one thing unblocked on our Chromebooks. I mean, that sounds bad,
yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
If we wanted to listen to music, that's what we listened to because,
yeah.
I mean, we could unblock it. I don't know, just knowing that, like, it was fully student-run, knowing that, like, everybody that was going on air, like, none of them were adults, and they were all just...
Yeah, they had to go to class the same way we did.
Yeah. What is, like, one skill that you're excited to learn or excited that you already have learned at the station?
I feel like when we were in intro... We had to do a podcast project. It was very scary and very hard, but now that I've kind of learned the hang of it, I feel like that's really fun, is editing a podcast and making one.
Yeah.
I feel like what Callie said, like when we were in the intro class, we'd have a podcast project, and there'd be like a 3-week due date or something like that, like 3 weeks for us to get it done. But now, like, I'll just walk into the studio for second period and they're like, all right, we're going to do a podcast. All right. And then it's done in 20 minutes.
Right.
So everything's sped up. It's a lot easier. Because intro, I know it's intro, but intro was a lot harder.
Really? I feel like it was because you had to do all the departments. Like, you had to work in every section. But then when you get to, like, advanced, you just stick with your one section. You only work on that stuff. So the stuff that you, like, struggled in, you don't have to even touch that again.
Are you guys more into being, like, behind the microphone, stuff like this, and being on air, or, like, doing behind-the-scenes stuff?
I like doing this stuff. I like,
yeah.
Talk, like, the podcast, like, inside the playbook and stuff. Like, we did a tier list of the defenses at the NFL. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, I edited that. That was really fun to edit. It was fun.
Yeah, probably podcast stuff. I can never do the sports one, though.
I just don't understand why you can't. I think it's awesome.
What skills are you guys hoping to get better at as the year goes on? Like, it's a goal or something?
Probably just editing. I feel like right now when I'm working in social media for these 2 weeks, like, I look at the examples and they're just, like, my projects, I feel like, don't go to the expectations that are set. So I feel like that's within, like, if I stick with social media, I feel like by the end of the quarter or semester, I just hope that I get better at editing, like, posters and stuff.
Right.
Mine's probably speaking. Like, whenever I'm I did a softball game last year, And I was talking, and my mind's going a million miles an hour. It's hard to come up with stuff to say. But I'm calling the game tonight, so I hope it changed, because I know a lot more about football than I do about softball.
And so, if you guys want to tune into that, I think the time this is being posted is a week, the day before, a week after this game. So if you guys want to go watch the game, I'm sure we have it on YouTube or something, or live stream or something. So if you're seeing it, you're like, oh, I want to go see how he did on the game. Go watch it. Do you guys want us to talk about any, like, memorable moments that you've had, like, even in intro or now that you've had in the past few weeks? You can say a few if you want to. Or
the music video.
The music video?
Yeah. I hated that project.
me and Max were grouped together.
That kept me awake at night. I lost sleep over that project. I hated that project.
Me, Max, Connor, and Emma, we were all together. Emma is the only one that didn't go into advanced. But the weirdest options of songs, and it was like such weird requirements, but it was just so fun. Like getting to be in the halls and just listening to the same song over and over again and recording it. And it's like 10 minutes later, you hear it on air.
Did you guys get to choose your groups?
We did originally, and then a few of us complained, and then he started moving us around. It was like, we didn't get to choose, but he kind of stuck us with people he knew that we like hung out with. But
I see.
He separated like my group before and put me with somebody that I wasn't a big fan of. So I started complaining, and then he stuck with Max.
You're not a big fan of me anyways.
What song were you guys doing?
We did Who Let the Dogs Out.
Who Let the Dogs Out?
So it still plays in repeat.
You know what is so funny? Last year in advance, Mr. Whitehair was asking like Layla, like, hey, you should pick like the song choices for the intro students. And then she was like choosing all this song. She's like, oh my God, they'd love to do Who Let the Dogs Out. And she typed that up on the list. And I was laughing so hard.
I think the only reason we did Who Let the Dogs Out was because there were so many repeated words and like,
right,
the verses were just repeated and repeated, and I want to say it was the shortest. It was that or Apple. Apple.
Also, she was like, oh my God, she loved her.
I mean, I like her too, but I can't listen to Apple anymore after that.
Yeah.
After hearing it from like all the other groups, it was really bad.
I remember my music video project, my intro year, we did, I think Whitehair chose the songs that time, and we did, I didn't care what song we did, and my partner wanted to do, what's the one Lego movie song? Everything is Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And it was memorable. That was my least favorite project.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of like the freedom to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do. I like it as well. It was just a lot of editing, and at the time I hated video editing, and now I'm the podcast director, so.
I didn't edit any
well,
of that
our,
video.
Our,
zero.
Our roles were, him and Connor were pretty much every single clip in that music video, and me and Emma edited it.
Oh, that's.
They didn't have to touch the editing.
That is such a lie.
What?
If I knew that, I would have contributed more. Like, Connor was in every clip. I was in like every sixth.
I don't think I was in this. I think I was in maybe three clips.
I was in
Emma was in as little as possible. Emma was in quite a bit. Well, Connor
didn't care.
Connor was the only one who would do the barking scenes too.
Yeah.
So it was like each time it barked, Connor was the only one that would do that.
How was going on air? Like, I know that's a little bit nerve wracking for some like rookies. I know it was for me, but how was like going on air going for you guys?
This is my favorite part.
Really?
Yeah. I like doing the trivia on the radio. It's fun.
I feel like me and a few friends went on air a lot. When we were in intro, I mean, we probably went on air the last few weeks. We went on air at least every day, or every other day. So I feel like it's just
easy
like,
for you.
Yeah, getting back into the schedule.
Yeah, I remember when I went on air, like the first week that we went on air, I was on air too the first time, obviously, and it was fine. And then my second time I went on air, I was on air one, which I was doing all the stuff, basically, like, it was like all the intro, all the stuff, like. And then I literally could see my hands like visibly shaking as I was. I don't know why I was so nervous. I'm a lot more relaxed for me now.
I mean, I feel like first times is definitely nervous. And I mean, I know that like you're going to forget things every once in a while. Like I was on air. I was mic one the other day and I kept forgetting the 91.7 WEM at the very end.
Yeah.
It's like besides that, it goes smoothly.
Yeah. So. Any notes?
No, I'm happy.
Just okay. On all the 917 WEEM social media pages, we post great content almost every day. So regardless of where you're seeing us now, you should make sure you can see us on any platform. We post awesome content like skits and funny videos, updates on our sports teams and their games, updates on stuff happening around the campus and community, and much more. We're 917 WEEM on all our socials, Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. So don't be afraid to give us a follow. Welcome back to another segment of WEEM Weekly. I'm Sophia Bevan, and I'm joined by...
This is Alec Newman, Assistant Director of Bands at Pendleton Heights Middle School and High School.
Yeah, so I'm going to kick off the questions real quickly, and can you like tell us a little bit about your background with music and education?
Yeah, sure. So I went to Butler University and studied music education there. Worked all around Indianapolis and a few different places. Worked in at my home school, where I actually went to high school, and worked at Ben Davis, worked around at Decatur Central, worked at Lawrence Central, Pike, and then kind of ended up in Warren Central for a year and taught there. And then now I'm here at Pendleton Heights.
Kind of everywhere, just exploring all the places. Mm-hmm. What attracted you to specifically our school or this position?
Yeah, so Mr. Taylor and Mr. Hosteller, I heard great things about them coming in for my first couple years of teaching, actually. And when I heard there was a job that opened up here, I was like, oh, I really want to work with them. So I knew that they had a great set of kids and the area is great. And that really, really attracted me to come out here. So.
Yeah. What was your first impression of the band when you first got here?
There's always things to work on, but I noticed that the responsibility that students had and their music making was kind of above all else. I thought it was really awesome to see that students really enjoy to be here, that the leadership of the directors and how we all kind of like be cohesive about everything was really awesome to see. And it's something that I was really excited to be a part of.
Really? I'm sorry. What do you enjoy most about I know you talked about the responsibility and stuff and how you like that, but what do you enjoy most like other than that with working with students and all the ensembles and all that stuff?
What do I enjoy most? I think being able to go between both schools is really awesome. That's not something that every band director gets to do. Mm-hmm. In smaller schools, that does happen, where you have one director that leads the entire program. But it's really unique to be able to have a team at the same time, but actually get to see all 300 kids that we have. That's not something that really most directors get to do. Every single kid at some point in the day who's in a band class sees me. Mm-hmm. And it's really awesome to know that we have a linear set of education that's going from sixth grade all the way going to 12th grade.
I remember when we had Mr. H on and we had a similar question. He said how much he liked the contrast and being able to have like a break from middle schoolers. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. It's really nice to be able to walk away for half of my day to be like, hey, you know what? I get to actually go hang with the big kids for a little bit and do some more complex music making, but it's nice to be able to do the back and forth. That's for sure.
What is like your approach to like teaching kids and like, how do you go about like showing them how to play an instrument, music, blah, 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 et cetera.
When you go to teacher school, there's a big thing called scaffolding that you do. All teachers are aware that they're scaffolding. And I really try to stick to that. So it always starts with step one. And then you build into step two. But at the same time, you're going back to step one and then building to step two. You're constantly building forward and forward and forward. But at the same time, you're reiterating the things that you've already taught. So like in a concert band class that we do all the time, we go back to concert F. And then we're doing things like that. It's like our fundamental note that we're playing every single day. Even though it's the simple things, we still have to do them and keep on doing them and keep on doing them every single day to make the next thing's better. It doesn't just go away since we've learned it already.
Does stuff like that get like frustrating or like is that something that you ever get tired of doing, or is it something that is just, it's how your brain works and you just do it?
Me personally, no. Like I really love being able to reevaluate the things that we've already done before. Something I tell our kids all the time is if you're getting bored, you're not being picky enough. And a lot of the times that we'll have students are like, man, we did this yesterday. It's like, well, yes, because it needs to get better for today.
Yeah.
The things that we're working on today are harder than they were yesterday, but the things that we're working on yesterday need to get better so that things that we're working on today get better as well. So.
Right. Were there any moments that you were like particularly like proud of our band program of mm-hmm. like an accomplishment you made? If you have multiple, you can say them.
Yeah. So like this last, well, this year is young, but this last school year, being able to go to state finals was great with marching band. That is not something that a lot of directors get to say that they've done. And it was really awesome to, for my first year to be at Pendleton and being able to lead a band into marching band state finals was really cool. Mm-hmm. On the concert band side of things, we did place higher going to concert band state final or state qualifications, which is cool. That's on the competitive sides of things for both of those. As for on the more personal side of things, knowing that our students are playing at a higher level is really nice for me. Knowing that our students are playing with better tone quality and with better rhythm and actually being more cohesive with each other is something I'm honestly more proud of than the competitive side of things.
Yeah. How do you and the other directors like plan like events, trips, concerts, trips, competitions, all that? How do you guys get together and coordinate that?
Thankfully, I don't have to do much of that. So the assistant part of my name, like there's the director of bands title. Mine has the word assistant next to it. So thankfully, I don't have to do the coordinating when it comes to like travel. Typically, when it comes to the programs that I am in charge of, for example, like for Pep Band or for Jazz Express, our second jazz band, those are things that I do have to take charge of, like, hey, coordinating the schedule and the calendar and transportation and things like that. That's where I get to take a little bit more lead of those. As for the other groups, I don't take as much charge of. When it comes to like planning for concert band classes like that, we have a schedule that we all have a calendar that we can all look at all times. I lead. Last year, I had two bands that I scheduled for, but since we added a different band this year, that's kind of changed a little bit. So for right now, on paper, I'm scheduling and planning for one class while Mr. Hosteller and Mr. Taylor are planning for three class-ish, kind of. So
it's
even though I'm still doing a lot and I'm planning a lot and doing all these things, on paper, I'm not planning like the day-to-day schedules for all of our classes.
I bet that is pretty nice.
It can be, but there is something to be said that where you're constantly having to walk into a new battle every single day of like, okay, like I'm going from, for example, my sixth period class to my seventh period class. I'm going from high school to middle school, and I have to remember exactly what I'm doing for our second band at the middle school, even though I'm coming from our second band at the high school, which are two totally different curriculums that are happening.
Right.
So it is difficult. And in some words, I sometimes wish I'd rather plan it myself because it's like, okay, I know what's about to happen exactly and that following through, but sticking to another plan as a whole is have another challenge, really.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. That's pretty neat. Yes. Are there any like big changes or minor changes, anything that you're like particularly like proud of yourself that you've contributed to the program?
Sure. So for on concert band side of things, I feel like our attention to detail when it comes to like honestly the things that surround bands, not necessarily like the playing and the moving and marching band, but the like how we hold ourselves. I feel like especially from last year, I just finished my first full year because I started last school year late. I remember that first day and seeing how we presented ourselves. I remember like, hey, how did we hold our instruments? How did we set our things down on the ground? Do we keep our space clean and things like that? Going into school today, like walking into our locker room, it's like, okay, things are really clean. I see the locks are on the lockers. I see that our students are coming to class and they're sitting in their chairs on time and things like that. It's all the small things I feel like that I'm pushing our students more to be, to hold themselves to a higher standard on most of the days. So
kind of in line with that, are there any goals that you have now that you wish to see like our band improve on from, I know how you said we've improved, but are there more improvements that you'd like to be seen?
to me, like there's always 10 more steps you can go with the marching band side of things. It's like, how much responsibility can our students hold at once when it comes to like the visual side of things or the music side of things, simultaneous responsibilities. Like those are always something that we're scaffolding for our students to get better at. And the more years that we're here, we're doing, the more responsibilities our older students can do. But on the concert band side of things, it's honestly the simple things I want to see get better when it comes to like articulation and tone quality and dynamic control and being able to balance and blend. All of those to me have 10 more steps that they could go, right, for my ear anyways.
If you weren't teaching music, where do you think you would be?
That's tough. Gosh, that's hard, because when I my entire life didn't know what I wanted to do, like at all. I went into high school not knowing what I wanted to do. Made it to junior year and I had an advisor tell me, he was like, well, what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know. And I was taking two band classes at that time. And he was like, well, you like band? I was like, yes. He's like, well, do you like performing? I was like, no, I don't. Like, that's actually not the part I like about band class. And he's like, well, why don't you be a band teacher? It's like, you don't have to like professionally perform all the time. I was like, let me think about it. And I went into it and I loved it and whatever. The other thing I was doing at the time, I was doing some engineering stuff. That's kind of like,
whoa,
it's the other thing. It's like, maybe I'll do that. Okay. And then I was like, I'll just do band instead. So maybe engineering. The long story short is maybe engineering.
That's surprising. That's like a complete, like, yeah. I feel like those are very opposite.
I'm pretty math brained.
Really? So,
yeah.
Huh. I wouldn't have guessed that. Yes. Well, do you have like any advice for like students who want to pursue music outside of high school?
Outside of high school? Like, yeah. Are you talking about like after school or after high school ends and things like that? Well, there's quite a few different avenues. The main thing, if you want it to be like your full life, is doing music education or music performance. The thing is that a realistic avenue for most people? No, it's not. Music education is very, very grueling. Like the actual course schedule is ridiculous and it doesn't make sense for most people. And it's the reason why a lot of people drop out music education. Like, I think I started with like 30 people in my class and I graduated 5. Mm. And that's typical of everywhere in every music education program around the United States. But the more realistic things you can do is continue to play. If you're going to college, there's plenty of colleges, especially in Indiana or in the Midwest, that allow for students to play and continue to play in ensembles in college without having to get a degree in music. That's totally acceptable, or totally possible. The other thing is playing community bands. Like, I know there's a community band that rehearses at the middle school on Sundays. There's a community band that I play with that's kind of like a semi-professional wind ensemble thing that goes on, called Indiana Wind Symphony. Shameless plug, by the way. So they, and I play with them pretty often. There's tons of community bands all around central Indianapolis. So if it's like, if that's something you want to do without having to do it through school, that's possible as well.
Yeah. Thank you for joining me. That's going to wrap up our time here. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
We're going to get back to you guys on the next segment of WEEM Weekly.
Thank you, underwriters.
Thank you, underwriters.
Thank you, underwriters.
Thanks, underwriters.
Thank you, underwriters.
Thanks, underwriters.
Thank you, underwriters.
We couldn't do it without your support.
Welcome to this episode of We Thought You Might Like to Know. I'm Zion Palmieri, and I'm joined here alongside the Pendleton Heights Athletic Director, Chad Smith. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so you are a former football coach, athletic director, and a father, so I thought you'd be perfect for this interview. Of course, we're talking about youth sports.
Okay.
You've dealt with youth sports for what I imagine is your entire life.
Sure.
How long have you been in the business of sports, really?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, being in sports as a youngster, so you grew up through the youth sports system, and now I've got a daughter here in high school that went through the youth system as well, and a couple of different sports. And then I've got a son right now that is also It's just full go 100% all the time in youth sports right now, all year long. So been involved in it quite a bit for a long time.
All right. So in your experience, what's the biggest benefit of children in sports, even at an early age to now in the high school level?
Well, I think it does so many things. And I can speak just as a parent, seeing my own kids, the confidence level that they gain is very beneficial. I look at my son in particular, who, I'm not one of those parents. I'm honest with myself and honest with my kids. My son was on his baseball team, was a borderline player making the team, actually got cut as a second grader from his travel baseball team. And I thought that was a great lesson for him. Was not fun to tell him that, but was a great learning lesson for him. And I think that you can do that with youth sports. You don't have to always have, you don't have to raise LeBron James, or you don't have to, or Kobe Bryant, or whatever era you're from. It's okay for your kid to experience that disappointment. I don't want to deliver that news. Nobody wants to do that. But I also know that he went to work and some things kind of fell in place where he was actually able, got a call back to that team and came back. And batted in the lower part of the batting order all year long last year. And now this year he's the leadoff batter on his team and leads his team in almost every offensive category. So he went to work, he learned from it and went to work. And so I'm proud of him for that. And that's the perfect example of what you can learn in youth sports. And again, you don't have to be, you don't have to be the All-American. Sometimes you just got to roll up your sleeves and go to work. And so that was a perfect example of that. And so I'm real proud of how he handled that. And I think that what he learned as a second or third grader now, when adversity hits, when he's in high school at the high school level, and when adversity hits in life later, as it will. And I'm telling you right now, you haven't experienced it. You think you've hit adversity and you haven't felt it yet. Trust me. But some of the things you learn at those lower levels are going to carry you through. So it's a lifetime of lessons. That's how I feel about it.
You kind of took my next question. Yeah. Okay. Outside of adversity, what other skills can you learn from sports that you can take into the workplace or into real life? You mentioned adversity. Something comes to mind is probably teamwork and like leadership skills. What have you seen?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you learn how to, whether it's an individual sport that you play, tennis, golf, something like that, there's still a team aspect still involved. You may score as an individual. You may be able to reap benefits of an individual award or championship, but there's still a team aspect of it. So you hit it perfectly. Like teamwork is one of those things you learn, but you learn just dedication, commitment. Those are some major things that I, and I'm speaking as from a parent side of things here. Obviously as the athletic director, I believe in all those as well, but, just that, you make a commitment and you see it through, you stick to it, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how much you disagree with how it runs, you just, like I said, you roll up your sleeves and you go to work, and you stick through it. Teaches you responsibility, time management, the list goes on. The things that you, and it doesn't matter whether it's sports or whether it's the arts, whether it's a band, band choir, drama, like it just doesn't matter. All those things. The only thing that I can encourage a parent or somebody, that has young ones is just let them be involved, get them involved. And once they are involved, then make sure you see it through and make a commitment. And that's what, and they learn that by doing so. But somebody has to show them that, like, they're not going to know as second graders. You have to be the one that tells them, we made a commitment, we're going to see this through.
I remember for me, when I started playing sports, of course, I don't play sports anymore. I saw it through, like you mentioned, and I said, I made the decision, I don't want to play anymore. But as a father, what did you do with your kids? Of course, I remember from a young age, they kind of laid out all the sports that offered the youth level. And I said, pick what you want and you can do it for a while and you can switch in, find what you like. As a father, some parents don't put their kids in sports. Some are hesitant. What did you do as, you know, with an athletic background and from your knowledge now?
Well, I think it's just the background that I have. It was just natural. It's in the house. Like, so that's what they grow up with. But, you know, I look back at like when I was young, I had a younger sister. There's a 5-year difference age wise in us. And, you know, I was into athletics and we did all that. And the thing that I loved about my parents was that my sister was not. She was a member of the band here at the high school. So, my parents were just as supportive of that. And that's what I've told my kids. Like, it was natural because that's how they've grown up in a household of athletics. But I said, at any point that you don't want to be an athlete, you're not disappointing me. The only thing that would disappoint me is if you don't do anything. Like, I want you to be involved. You have to be active. You've got to, it just, all those, I think that all the things that, that we offer here at Pendleton Heights, whether it's athletics or band or choir or any of the other million clubs that we have, that an opportunity. And that's what I'm kind of straying for a little bit, but I will explain that to our, you know, I'll have a parent say, "Boy, my son or daughter really struggled at the middle school. Just, I don't, they just can't figure out where they fit in." I said, then the high school is the perfect spot for them. I firmly believe that we have some place for someone to fit in, no matter what you choose. Like, there's some place for you. You just got to find what that is. So going back to your original question, that it was natural being an athlete. But again, I've told them, like, if you don't want to be an athlete, you're not going to disappoint us.
You deal with a lot of parents. There are ever parents that are like pretty hesitant about putting their children in sports. I know you're at the high school level, so that's a little bit different, but maybe at the youth level or anything. And what advice do you give to them?
Again, same thing that we talked about. I just mentioned, like, just get involved, whether you want to play baseball, if it's soccer, golf, if you don't want to be an athlete, then we've got plenty of other options in this community as well. Just find something to do because it gives you a sense of belonging. And when you, I think it's, I don't have any science to back it up, but I know it's out there somewhere that when a human being feels welcomed and that they belong somewhere, they usually thrive. And so no matter what that is, just find your spot and thrive in it.
You're in a role where you talk to a lot of coaches and maybe hire some. Is that something you kind of take into account of, like, how they're going to shape a kid into being the best version of themselves, maybe post high school, in high school? Is that something you ever take into account of, like, how the coach is going to develop a person?
That is probably the number one thing that I look at. Yeah, absolutely. We don't, we all like to win. And that's, mm-hmm. and that's the goal when you, and so that always is an aspect, but I also look at the human being piece of it as well. And, if I know the person, have I witnessed them, you know, being a good father, being a good husband, is that going to be the example that they set for our young men and young women when they take over? That's ultimately what we're after. You know, let's be honest, like, we all love to win championships. We all want to win as much as possible. That's why you compete if you're competitive, and that's why you get into it. But ultimately, we have a job and a responsibility to our students and our student athletes here at the high school level. And that job is to make them better people and to prepare them so that they can be successful when they walk across that stage and get their diploma and then go on to the real world. And that's where I hope that the things I think back for myself, like that, that's where what I learned from my coaches, and some influential adults that I had growing up, like, that's the stuff that I take with me now. If you ask me if you go back to a game in high school, like, if we won it or not, I probably couldn't tell you.
One last question here for you, Mr. Smith. Through a person that went through all of Pendleton Heights to maybe youth sports all the way throughout high school to graduating, what lessons do you hope them or just their future character learns here through athletics?
Well, I have a lot of faith in our community and in our school corporation. And if I didn't, I wouldn't do the job that I do. I do that, and I do it here because I feel like that this is the best place to do it. This community is special. This high school is special. Now, there's always going to be people that don't agree with that. And I understand that, but that is, when I look at other places, this place is just really special. And the values that this community gives to our youth, the expectations that we have for kids to do things the right way, all those things are just what makes this place important, what makes it special. That's what I believe in. I would, if I didn't believe in all that, I wouldn't work here, because sometimes it does get difficult. And, you know, there's stretches in athletics where it gets difficult, and difficult choices, difficult decisions are made. But I also have faith in the community and what we're doing here, that we're doing the right thing. We have to see this through. The waters are going to get choppy sometimes, but eventually they will calm, and then we can do a little fishing. That's good.
Well, I thought this was really insightful. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. This is fun. We don't always talk about sports, so this is great. I think it gave me a good opportunity to be a parent here also, and I don't get to do that very often, so I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. This was We Thought You Might Like to Know.